upon further review.
Thank you.
Okay, next case, please.
Case number 10043, Sierra Village, lot K68, within Sierra Mobile City Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Are you going to testify, ma'am? State your full name and address for the record, please.
Cindy Surface, 19837 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. Yes, I do.
For the record, Mr. Chairman, I should have introduced myself before the last case, and I didn't. I apologize for that. My name is David Hutt. I'm an attorney with Wilson, Halbrook, and Byard. I represent the applicant, Sun Communities, which does business here in Sussex County as Sierra Village. And I have standing next to me, as she just introduced herself, her name is Cindy Surface. She is the community manager at Sierra Village. Just as a very brief synopsis, and I understand that Mr. Lank has already spoken with the board at a previous meeting about the agreement that was reached between Sussex County and Sierra Village, wherein Sierra Village provided a survey along with an aerial photograph, and the two of those, when combined together, formed the basis of an agreement upon existing structures and what would be considered non-conforming and or grandfathered uses. The application that we are presently standing in front of you for is lot K68, which was a vacant lot at the time of the aerial photograph as well as the surveys. And the survey that I have put up there is actually the first page, and I'll probably turn to subsequent pages. That is the first page of the survey that was submitted as part of the agreement that was reached with Sussex County and the survey that was submitted. Ms. Sisk, what is the application for tonight? I'm sorry, I was thinking of you. My apologies. Ms. Surface, I'm sorry.
Yes.
What is the application that's here for the board tonight?
The application is for a variance from the 20-foot between structure requirement for the home we wish to place on K68.
And did Sun Communities submit a survey along with its application?
Yes, we did. A survey was done by Coast Survey.
Mm-hmm. And
excuse me.
If we are looking at the survey straightforward, and lots 69, 70, and 65 appear at the top of the page, where are the setbacks, the 20 feet setback that is not met, just to orient the board?
And standing on Delaware Avenue looking at the lot, it would be to the left, which would be to the west. To the west side of that lot. Everything else is in compliance.
What is the square footage of lot K68 at Sierra Village?
The total square footage of that lot is 3,988 square feet.
And what is the square footage of the proposed home?
The home is approximately 1,200 square feet, which is well within the 35%.
What is the, if you could explain to the board what the general character of the neighborhood is? Obviously, this is a manufactured home community.
Right.
Is this home consistent with the size of the homes that are on the surrounding lots?
Yes, it is. Yeah, the home we're hoping to bring in on this site is 20 feet wide, and the majority of the homes in the surrounding area, even the ones that were originally brought in as single wides with additions that have been put on over the years, they're now, most of them, right around that same width as that home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you could, Ms. Service, if you could, and if I need to, I can move that forward for you all. If you could point to lot K 68.
Right here in the Ware Avenue, and you can see it was vacant when the survey was done. And these are the adjacent homes here.
And the outline that is shown on the survey, are those the structures that are on the surrounding lots?
Yes, they are.
And to your knowledge, those were taken from the aerial photograph that was taken and submitted to the county?
Yes, by Coast Survey, and their stamp is right here.
In asking Coast Survey to locate this home, did you provide them with any special instructions as far as complying with the character of the neighborhood and how far back on a lot to set a home?
Yes. When I gave them the dimensions of the, well, when I told them what site, they already had the dimensions from the survey and everything. They did what site that, and what home I wanted to put on. They set this, they came out and measured, of course, and set this home in the best position for the size of the home and the lot dimensions to be in compliance for the majority of the lot.
For the benefit of the board, these are, as you can see from the survey, these are unique lots that are undersized, as was testified to by Ms. Surface. This lot is just under 4,000 square feet. It's not really a square. It's not a perfect parallelogram. My geometry limits me as to what shape that would make it. And these lots were created, historically, these lots were created before Sussex County ever adopted a zoning code or its interim zoning code in 1968. That being said, we think that we would obviously submit ourselves, be ready for any questions from the board. The home obviously is under the 35% lot coverage. I think it's 30% lot coverage. And as was testified to, the surveyor in locating the home was attempting to balance it between the other non-conforming structures that are on the adjacent and surrounding lots. Thank you.
So this home has not been placed yet?
No, it has not.
It's not. That's
right. What are there pins there so that we have some assurance that it will be set within the setbacks? Are the pins set so that the house will be set properly?
Yes. I could have Coast Survey come in and actually put markers where, from based on their survey.
Well, that's my question is, what assurance do we have that it will be set properly?
The assurance, I think, is the agreement between that was reached between the county and Sierra Village. Coast Survey has a few, I don't know what the proper surveying term is, a few key markers located from which we can now locate all of the other lots and move forward in that fashion.
It appears that the shed on the adjacent property would be the closest structure at 10.4 feet away. Which would mean that only a 10-foot-wide mobile home would fit. Do they make a 10-foot-wide mobile home still?
No, not to my knowledge.
And it appears that if the shed was moved, then the next closest structure would be 12.5 feet, and which would allow a 12-foot-wide mobile home. Do they make a 12-foot-wide mobile home?
They do.
They do. And is there a reason that you decided not to go with a 12-foot mobile home?
For the market that we have in the area now, this home is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and we have quite a bit of interest in the market on homes that are 3-bedroom. Most 12-foot wide are 2-bedroom.
And do they make a 16-foot wide for, which would require less of a variance?
Yes, they do.
Was there a reason not to go with a 16-foot?
Not particularly. This particular home has a porch on the front that is actually factory built into the floor plan of the home. That was one of the main deciding factors on this one, because that eliminates the need in the future for the homeowner to try to come back and get a variance for a deck or something like that. So I thought that was a nice feature to have there to, you know, save that, and because it's within the measurements that you've got right there.
Are you suggesting that a deck is, or porch is, characteristic of the adjacent properties?
Most of them do have decks or porches, yes. The folks like outside space, okay, especially in the summertime.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In fact, in answer to Mr. Mills' last question, most of the, if you were to look at the homes and you see how they, some of them look like they're single wides, and then there's other structures that go off of them, I think it's a fair characterization that most of those are three-season rooms, four-season rooms, screen rooms, and that sort of thing.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any further questions from members? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Brown? Mr. Hudson?
No.
No further questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in favor? 8?
No.
Oh, 7 in favor? Okay. Is there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8.
Is there a spokesman for the ones in
favor? Okay, now, is there a spokesman for the group that's in opposition? If so, please come forward.
In favor. Is there a spokesman?
Okay, is there a spokesman? Excuse me, ma'am. Is there a spokesman here that for the group that's in favor? Let me back up. Would you want to come forward? You can come up first while she's there.
I'm sorry.
You're in favor. You're a spokesman for the group that's in favor?
Great.
Okay, we'll let you go first then.
Name and address.
Bradford Bamberger, 19762 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
All right. And do you swear from testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, sir.
How are you all?
All right.
I just prepared a brief statement, if I may read it. That's basically all I...
That'll be fine, sir. Now, this is for the whole group, what you're about to read.
Yes, sir.
Correct. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, let me get my glasses. That's what happens when you get old. Dear Board of Adjustment members, good evening. My name is Brad Bamberger. I am the president of the Homeowners Association of Sierra Village. The association represents over 100 residents of Sierra. I am here to state that our association fully supports Sierra's request for variance approval. The addition of new manufactured homes can do nothing but enhance our community. No one can stop progress. Progress can only be controlled. Sierra has continually made progress to try to make our community better in a controllable manner. The few naysayers in our community fail to realize the advantage of bringing new homes into Sierra. Not only will the new homes be safer, more pleasing to the eye, they will enhance the overall value of all homes in Sierra. In this age of unaffordable housing for our local workers and senior citizens, Sierra and its fellow manufactured home communities are the affordable answer. A well-maintained manufactured housing community provides reasonable housing for our workforce, not only reasonable, but well-maintained, cleaned, and a place where people want to live. Therefore, our association fully supports Sierra request and asks for your approval. Sincerely, me.
Okay, sir.
Okay, and I'll leave this.
If you would, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am, you're up next.
Name and mailing address.
Jeannie Sears, 19796 Sierra Avenue.
And do you swear from testimony you're about to give to me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening.
Good evening. Of course, we're going to be opposed to anything that comes in because of some of the questions you've already addressed. in regards to we allowed, well, it was allowed before that the other maintenance man that was putting the mobiles in, he set things that absolutely did not have pins. They were not set right. The mobiles were ordered before they had ever had a variance hearing. So we have to be very, very careful at this particular point to not ever let this happen again. 5-year period, we've now just gone through 6 managers. She's a very nice gal, but she's our 6th manager. And we don't know tomorrow that she might leave, and we set a precedent of letting things like this slide. We're going to have other managers come in, and they're going to do the same thing to us. I agree that, homes should be fixed up, but many of our homes in there are fixed up. And we there's a policy in there of evicting people, and that's why you have all the empty lots. We are totally in not agreeing with any variances. Our lots are too small. And I would point out that if I can, me allowing a variance on a setback will encroach on the lot. The neighbor next door is leasing. And let me address this, because there was supposed to be a notice put up. This was put up. And I thought all the neighbors were supposed to be notified now. This was put up like around the holidays, and when I came back, all the signs were down. I think it was up for like a day and a half, and the wind blew them. So nobody in our park even knows that half this is going on. They come back in the summer months, and they have this mobile sitting there that encroaches upon their property. We've had a number of fires, as you've known, and one we just had that they put in another mobile, and because it was 20 feet between, the other mobiles on either side did not go up. We've got to have that. So if they want to go ahead and put variances, I would recommend that if the owners wish to put larger homes in the park, they should require the buy out several of the adjacent single wides and then relay out the park to meet the zoning codes. The buyout should be at market value as determined by an independent appraiser, agreeable to both parties. In my opinion, property rights do not allow the landowner to use his land in such a way as to harm tenants or neighbors. And that's what we're dealing with. We are not going to agree to any variances. You brought it up. They could bring in a 12-foot wide. They choose not to do that. They choose to constantly get variances. Then people put in decks and everything else, and then we're in somebody else's yard. I mean, we there's no privacy in there, and they keep on bringing in these large mobiles. I have so many pictures where they put them out to the road. We have two now that we're going to have to come back for that are still in violation, and we're never grandfathered in, and we're going to have addressed. So before this goes any further, what we're recommending is if they want to do variances, do it the way we request it. Buy out the people next to them and for a fair market with everybody agreeing, and let them, if they want to bring nicer, bigger homes in, fine with us, but do it the right way. They will not fit on our lots. And we cannot have these new mobiles being brought in under this situation. New mobiles can be brought in. I have a 1964. I have the oldest mobile home in there, completely redone, electric and whatever. You don't have to tear the things down. You can redo them.
Ms. Sisk, now that one of your, as I remember, one of your concerns before was, you know, that there weren't any markers or ways to determine where...
There are surveys now, yeah.
And that is pleasing to you and your group, is that correct?
Well, there always was surveys. We had Bob Littleton. I brought him before the board. He was always the one that came before the board and presented the 1982 survey and did the variances and went through it correctly. You never saw any of us here. Sun Communities took over, start bringing in these managers, and it's all bedlam. We got homes sitting out on the road.
Okay, well, thanks for answering that question. On you have a mobile there, and does it meet all the setback requirements?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right.
Ms. Sisk,
I have exactly, between me and the home next to me, 20 feet between structures.
Okay.
The guy on the other side, no, it doesn't, because he built an addition on. But mine's the oldest home there.
Is that your neighbor that built next to you? That did
on the other side. No. It long ago. I mean, that was like 1967, I think he built it.
Yeah.
Way back when, before the codes were and whatever. And the other thing we need to change in there is a 5-foot setback. That is absolutely not going to make it. You're placing mobiles out to the road, and you have in your statements that about the they said it was complying, and it isn't complying. You don't have a mobile sitting out and blocking neighbors' views. I have pictures of them.
Go further on the 5 feet, is that's the setback requirement?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Well, that's in the county ordinance. So
I know.
If you want that changed, then
we've tried. We've talked to him.
Your council member.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ms. Siski used the phrase "we" a couple times. Who do you represent?
It's most of the people in the park that have called. I am president of the state recognized homeowners association. The other association was set up really by Sun Communities. They were in complete one accord with the other management.
The gentleman who just preceded you also said that he was president of the owners association.
Well, he is not state recognized, and he is not. He was set up through Sun Communities to stop me.
What's the difference?
I'm state recognized. I've got a representative here, Senator Gary Simpson, on our behalf. I've got another gentleman here on our behalf.
Who recognizes or certifies?
The MHOA.
Mobile Home Owners
Association. Sir, just a moment. I'll give you a chance, sir. Let her finish, and I will.
DMHOA. It's a state-run organization. We're recognized by the state-run organization.
Okay, what was that?
What fell?
I'm sorry,
DMHOA, Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association.
Okay.
We've been a member. We are the organization. Since 1982, when the park was sold and then survey was initiated, we are the association. That is our association since 1982.
Okay, and is there something that you could submit to the board in writing to show, to verify that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we have our papers, corporate papers from 1982.
Well, I know something you said, the certification from DMHOA. Is there something, could you submit that to the board?
We have our treasurer right here. She can tell you that we are members of the state-run organization.
If you have something from DMHOA,
yes,
that you can submit to the board, doesn't have to be right now.
Yeah, we pay dues.
That your organization is certified.
We are certified through the state as far as incorporated.
I know
we are state recognized.
You told us that you were recognized. Your group was certified by DMHOA as the appropriate homeowners association for Sierra.
Yes.
Who from DMHOA can verify or certify that that is in fact correct? I'm sure you can understand the quandary of boards, and we got two different people saying they represent the boards of or homeowners association.
Yeah, well, so. not the state recognized homeowners association. And
DMHOA, are you or are you not recognized by DMHOA?
Yes.
And so you must have something that,
yes, we do,
that you can submit to the board.
Yes, we do.
Right.
A letter from the president. Yeah.
All right. We'll expect to see it then within 7 days.
Yes, we will have that. Okay.
All right, Mr. Bamberg, come on back up here. What group do you recognize? Do you claim to recognize?
I thought we weren't in grade school anymore. This is the.
We'll see that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is your group recognized
by the state?
Yeah,
yes.
As the official
State of Delaware. Yes.
Let me finish
okay.
My question. Is your group recognized by a state organization as the appropriate owners association for Sierra?
Can I bring my vice president
up, please?
Somebody
else knows more about it? Sure.
He's come up and be sworn in.
The name and address.
Tom Zalewski, 19888 Sierra Avenue.
Spell that for the young lady.
Z like in zebra, ALEWSKI.
Okay. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.
I think we have a little confusion here.
Obviously.
We're incorporated as a homeowners association for Sierra.
By whom?
By the state of Delaware. We have all our incorporation papers, etc. The state organization that Ms. Sisk is talking about is simply a statewide homeowners association that we could join or we could choose not to join. They have no legal standing to tell us whether we represent 100 homeowners, which we do, we have our membership, our dues, or we don't. That is simply a statewide organization at different mobile home park communities or individuals. I was a member. Can choose to join or not join. So when we're told we're not certified by anyone, there's no certification process. We have 100 members plus we're incorporated with the state, and we simply are a second homeowners association in Sierra Village. It's really that simple.
Who can be a member of your organization?
Any resident who desires to join.
And Sierra.
Of Sierra.
And do you know who can be a member of their organization?
Anybody who wishes to join their organization.
In the state or
in Sierra.
Okay.
Now the state, the Delaware State Homeowners Association, is simply a body that represents individuals that live in mobile home parks or homeowners association.
That's what I was asking. In other words, their organization is represented by mobile home owners in any park.
In any park.
And yours is only through
or Sierra Village.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Andrew Simpson.
Hopefully I won't add any confusion to that, but the DMHOA is largely a lobbyist group for manufactured homeowner associations throughout the state of Delaware. Frankly, if I wanted to, I think I could join their organization. And I do not know if Ms. Sisk's homeowners association is a member of that association or not. Some homeowners associations throughout Delaware choose to be, and some do not, but it is not it's not certified by the governor or the House. It's simply a lobbyist group. There are lobbyist groups on the other side of the aisle from that interest.
I think what we would like to know is who, in an official capacity, who represents the homeowners of Sierra Village. And I think we may have found that answer. Thank you.
Are there any further questions? Okay.
No further questions.
No further questions. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,043 under advisement.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,043 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is taken under advisement.
Case number 10,044, Sierra Village.